Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Somewhere out there is a 2-year-old girl whose mother is a stripper, her father is a crackhead, and her grandpa is president of the United States. Fact check that. That was a meme that came up, and I got to tell you, ouch, I love that little factoid. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and this is the radio portion of what we do, but we do much more. And look, if you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you click on listen, watch, etc. We have the radio show, we have this podcast, we have videos, we have products that we've created ourselves, you know, things that you may want to watch, like my movie. We've got TV shows in development. We've got a movie channel called The Flick Fest, and we have things that you can do to help us that may help you. For example, we have a prescription drug service that if you are taking regular meds, you don't have to believe me, but it is a fact. If you have over $100-$200 worth of meds a month that you take on a recurring basis, diabetes, heart medications, whatever, for $60 a month, we can probably get all that medication to you for free or at a very reduced price. It'll be worth the money, shipped right to you through a friend of mine who has a company that is dedicated to helping people. And oh, by the way, he happens to be a very good human being, wink, wink, which means he's a conservative American. Go check it out. Go if you happen to be that. Or look, it may not be you, but maybe you know somebody. And just so you guys know, we get $3 per prescription if you do it. I want to be upfront that that's what we get. But it isn't costing you anything, and we're probably saving you hundreds of dollars. I'll give you an example. My personal family, we save now over $320 a month. My father-in-law saves well over $600 a month. I have many friends that are saving hundreds of dollars a month. This is not untested. This is something that we do. We do it before we ever offer it to you. So check that out. And pretty soon we're going to get you on the vitamin regimens that I'm on, that my family's on, that have, you know, probably saved people's lives. I don't even say probably, natural stuff that we're taking now to make sure we stay well. How did we stay young and pretty like this? You got to be asking yourself this. Anyway, back to this crackhead president. I say Joe Biden is the first crackhead president. I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The man who brought in the summer of freedom. Yeah, that's what the Biden administration promised when they said they would eradicate the dreaded Wu flu. We could all go back to freedom. Well, I don't know about you, but I treated that statement like Black History Month. I don't want a month. I don't want a summer. I celebrate freedom 24/7, 365. Do you? The summer of freedom. I'm going to let y'all be free. What did he say to black folks when we were talking about finance? We're going to put y'all back in chains. You know what he's saying to you? You white people listening to this program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? He's saying, you know what? I'll put you back in chains. You, if you don't mind your business and get that shot, wear your mask, socially distance, and do what I tell you, then I'll put y'all back in chains. Why do you think we have our saying, Emancipation Too? This time even the white folks get freed. We started that saying a decade ago. It is as true today as it was then. This government is trying to enslave everybody. A summer of freedom. If you'll just do what we tell you, go get your shot, you know, and modify your DNA so we can kill you anytime we want, well, then we'll let you be free. Oh, that's right. Too bad. Shot doesn't work. Still got to wear your mask. Still got to socially distance. Still can't go places. And then what about this separation of people? Vaccinated only here. Well, you know what? I seem to remember that. I didn't go through it personally, but I know the history of it. Here's what you did, Democrats. You taught me too much black history. Because I know you suckers. What you did was you said, okay, Kevin, you can't. There's a colored section of the theater. There's a colored section of the ball game. There's a colored fountain, water fountain. Colors have a different entrance, etc. Oh, you can't use this hospital. Is this ringing a bell for any of you people that are allowing this woo flu nonsense to come around? To be pervasive? That a government can say, well, there are people out there that want you dead if you don't get the shot. These super spreaders, the ones who are getting sick more than anybody, dying more than anybody, and will have long-range complications that they don't even realize. But they want you to get the shot. I was looking at Pfizer. Pfizer? Is it Pfizer? Pfizer did a study on this shot is effective for children ages 12 to 17, et cetera, et cetera. And I gave you the numbers. 73 million kids in America. And at the time when I did this report, when I read it, 384 of them had died of the Wu flu. In 18 months, triple that had died of suicide. And don't even get me started on what kids die from. Childhood leukemia, kidney failure, whatever. It's all higher than the Wu flu deaths. And they're working on a Pfizer version of the Wu flu for kids. Let me tell you what's going to happen with these kids. They're going to get it. They're not even going to know it. They're going to spread it. I've mentioned to tell you 100 million people in America have gotten the Wu flu, probably through natural occurrence, despite the mask and the social distancing and everything else. And we have pretty much, at some point, we will have herd immunity to where these numbers will fall. And if they stop manipulating the numbers and let you see the real numbers, you'd know exactly where these numbers are. They're not a panic situation here. But these suckers want you panicked. But Joe Biden, wasn't he supposed to get rid of this? I thought when we got rid of Trump, it was going to solve all the problems, right? Now we have the Wu flu, we got the Alpha, the Delta, the Lambda, and now the Mu. I'm going to talk about these here in a bit. You probably didn't even know there was an Alpha and a Lambda, did you? Well, I'll explain it. What else we got? We got 9/11 coming up. Let's see how the Democrats celebrate that. What embassy will get overrun? How many people are due to die on that day in Middle Eastern countries or elsewhere? How many suicide bombers can we expect around the world to celebrate the defeat of the great infidel nation, America? I don't know. Lots to talk about. Joe Biden's going to have an update. You guys aware of this? Yeah, he's going to update the nation on where things are, where, you know, how well he's handling things. Because they got the poll numbers and they're saying, hey, we got to get old Joey Demento out of the basement, even for a few minutes, just to see if we can, you know, weekended Bernie him for the American people. Short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What a difference a president makes. Oh my goodness, we had 4 years of 9/11s that were relatively safe. No terror attacks, no fear of Islam, no fear of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, etc. In fact, ISIS was pretty much wiped off the face of the earth. We hadn't heard anything about them except that they didn't exist anymore. And now we got an attack in Afghanistan as we're trying to leave. And Joe Biden said, we got two of them. We hit them on a motorbike. Remember when I talked about that story where they gave you too much information so you know they're lying? Yeah, they were wearing typical robes from this, and they were on a motorbike. It was a Tesla. Anyway, it's an iconic bike. They gave you a description of the bike, the motor, everything about it. They were traveling down a dirt road, going up, you know, highway mountains of the Afghanistan, and we put a drone in, and we kill the people responsible for killing our Marines. So we got two for the 13. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. The Biden administration is led by a pathological liar. He's led by a bunch of elitist pathological liars who have two goals: to essentially get you to adopt a slave mentality, a slave mindset, and to take your money. That's their two goals. Pure and simple. I tell people this. No matter what you're doing, whether you're doing an organization or you're starting a business, I can give you the secret to success of those businesses. You ready? I'm going to give it to you for free. And you should tell this to your children, and you should listen to this podcast whenever you need a Tony Robbins-like uplift. So let me give you the secret. It's one of three things. One, it's people. Lots of people. Get lots of people behind your cause. That's number one. Or two, get lots of money to put into your cause. Have unlimited money. Two. Or three, have both of them, and you can be successful. You give me your business, the Daily Caller. If they got a lot of people, they had 14 million readership when I talked to Tucker years ago. And so they had 14 million readership. They got money from a buddy, a joint buddy of me and of Tucker's, the guy, Pat, rest in peace, Foster Freeze, Foster Bankroll Tucker, a couple million dollars in the Daily Caller, and they're successful. They got both. If you're able to get both, it's guaranteed success. If you have one of the two, you at least have the things it takes to be successful. But let me tell you something. You can have all the passion, you can have all the things you want, we're going to do it. But if you are missing those one of those three things, you cannot be successful. So if you're passionate about it, you better go out and get a bunch of people, or you better go out and get a bunch of money, or you better go do both. And if you're able to do that successfully, you're good to go. Anyway, I was talking about Trump and the difference between a president, Donald Trump, and a puppet, Joe Biden. And we're coming up on 9/11, and you should be asking yourself, are you safe? Are you safe in this country? Are you safe around the world? Is Joe Biden prepared to take that 3 a.m. phone call Hillary talked about? Because I don't think he's prepared. I think Joe Biden showed he's not prepared for anything. Even when you give him notice that we're going to be leaving Afghanistan, he's not prepared. He's still going to do the wrong thing. What Joe Biden should do is write down his plan and then put everything opposite of his plan in the column next to it and do that, because that would make him successful. How are things in Afghanistan under this new leadership, huh? Leadership led by a bunch of goat-humping terrorists, quite honestly. The world's most heinous criminals who had millions in bounties on their head by the country that tuck-tailed and ran. They tucked their tail and ran. Oh, and hey, how's this country now set up for women, for dealing with the situation with women? You think, the last time I checked, there were no women in leadership for the Taliban. This is a crisis. Didn't Joe Biden's team demand that the Taliban, you will treat women with respect, man. You better not do anything bad about these women, because, we'll speak some harsh words to you. Well, I'll tell you this. Given how well Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and other women have represented their constituents at the highest level, I say to the Taliban, rock on, Rockola. Keep women out of it. I know you're a bunch of goat-humping, terrorists, but you know what? You're better than letting a woman, a lefty woman, be any part of your organization. Oh, Kevin, you sound like a misogynist. No. I love conservative women. If there were conservative women that they could put into power who knew how to negotiate all the intricacies of what's going on over there, God bless them. But if you want a bunch of, harpies like these ones I just described, don't do it. Don't go down that road. Here's a dirty little secret that isn't even a secret. Women don't like women. Yeah, they can play this game with you and pretend they like each other. They don't like each other. Hillary Clinton doesn't like Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi is envious of Hillary Clinton. Tanya Harding, and her Nancy Kerrigan in a minute if she had the chance. They will work together for strategic goals, but oh my God, they hate each other. Go ask any woman that's worked in an all-female or mostly female environment and God forbid had a female boss. One of these feminists got promoted on the Peter principle or whatever they use for the name because you can't use Peter, right? The vagina principle? The hoo-ha principle? Talk to women. Look, y'all can be mad at me for telling you the truth, but this is what you come to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and this particular show, this is why you come here is because I'm going to deliver you the truth. And, oh, Kevin, there's going to be backlash. You're going to lose sponsors. What sponsors? You're never going to get them. So what? You're going to know the truth. And the truth is, go talk to women. Go talk to your wife. Go talk to your daughters. Go talk to your aunts. Go talk to your grandmas. Go talk to your friends of your the girlfriends of your sons, whatever. Talk to any woman you want. And you, nothing I've said is going to be not true. Nobody wants to work with a bunch of cackling feminists. Oh, well, the men doesn't do this. And men. You know why men get crap accomplished at jobs and stuff? Because we don't complain. We carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We are concerned about the safety of our families. Can we provide that? A woman can't even begin. These leftist feminists can't even begin to get into our mindsets. You know who can? Conservative women. Because they watch it every single day. And they come up, they go to their men and they say, you know what, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate the fact that you think differently than I do. And that you're always looking to stretch and you never give up. And no matter what life deals you, man, it's in your DNA to overcome. Sometimes, you know, we want to, try to fix everything. And women tell us, hey, don't fix everything. And we understand. I mean, we learn that. But for the most part, they're glad we're fixers. I got more when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is expected to sue Texas over a new abortion law. A news conference has been scheduled to discuss the pending civil lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to block implementation of the Texas law, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup of the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. New Jersey Democrat Congressman Bill Pascrell says that even if some people view the bill as socialist, he wants to pass it.
What we want to do is enforce the tax law. That's socialistic? Count me in. It's not socialistic. We've been called worse things, by the way.
Republicans are worried about inflation and tax hikes because of the bill. USA Radio News. The 2021 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady and the Bucs finished last season as Super Bowl champions, while the Cowboys missed the playoffs after competing most of the season without quarterback Dak Prescott. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. Arrests are made in the identity theft targeting Florida condo collapse victims.
Three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they could face up to 30 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to give you some good news, but don't take it, you know, like that's the end-all, be-all. You got to stay vigilant. But I will give you some good news. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joey Demento had a bad week. That bad week turned into a bad 2 weeks. And that bad 2 weeks is now a bad month. And with that trend line, leftists shouldn't expect much to change. 7 months this clown has been in the White House, shoehorned in on a coup, the big cheat. And he doesn't have much good news to report. Everything's artificial. The stock market's been propped up. And the jobs reports, whatever he's got, it is all fake. It's fictitious. It is manipulated. I know people don't believe it, but when you pump the kind of money we have in the economy, you can keep people at home. You can finagle things for a while, but let me tell you something. The bottom of this has got to fall out. And the Democrats, the timing is not looking very good. But let's look at his last few weeks here. First, the Taliban took turns publicly sodomizing that old fool as he left hundreds of Americans behind. And I just saw this story. I don't know if it's true, but they supposedly painted their colors on a building somewhere. No, was it the embassy? I think it was the American embassy. They effectively sort of peed on their new territory, having deposed Biden in the harshest of terms. Get out. We don't need you. We don't need your money. We need nothing from you. You go. Biden tried to make it look like it was all good.
Well, they offered us, you know, the airport, but, you know, we declined because we really want to be out.
Don't believe it. If you think Gaddafi, you remember when Gaddafi got dragged through the streets in some town in some city in Libya? And they were sticking a cattle prod up his butt or on his genitals? Trust me, metaphorically, Joe Biden got it far worse. He's still trying to recover. He's still getting treatment. I don't know what they're going to do for him at the VA or wherever he gets treated, but they had to put a rape kit on him. Now, what else has happened? You want a sign? I'll give you another sign. College kids chanting F Joe Biden. Did we even talk about that the other day?
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
That was only at one location. It was happening all in many locations over the country. Here's another one where they were F Joe Biden. Don't know who started it. Don't know why they did it. Are they mad about Afghanistan? Are they mad that their debt didn't get wiped out the way it was promised? What are they mad about? But here's what I do know. That is a strategic voting block for the Democrats. And they just flipped old Big Joey, the big guy, the finger. So what is that a telltale sign for the what's coming in the midterms with these with that particular demographic of voter? I say that it is. Things aren't getting any better for them. These are the people, keep in mind, that you that have to buy cup ramen because they need to be able to eat on the weekends. These are the people that have been locked down. They can't go out and party. They can't go do the things they want to do. They can't live their lives. These are the kids who were robbed of their graduations, college, high school graduations, robbed of their proms, robbed of the movies, robbed of the things that kids want to do. How much hanging out can you do? F. Joe Biden. Expect more. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. I bet you're fed up with Joe Biden. You think you're the only one? So the Taliban and Afghanistan, college kids, first games of the season, the weekend, and what are they doing? They're not, screw Joe Biden. Remember with Trump? They were cheering for Donald Trump. He'd go places, Oh, yeah, that's right. Donald Trump's the one that didn't get the 82 million votes. Joe Biden got them. Now, what about this economic report we talked about the other day? Where experts, I use my finger quotes, predicted between 377,000 and 750,000 new jobs, but Team Demento only produced 235,000 jobs and massive inflation. You expecting good news? Because it ain't coming. I'm telling you right now. Sadly, that's good news for us, bad news for the Democrats, and sadly bad news for America. But you know what? I don't care. Put simply, there has been no good news from Team Demento from day one of the coup, and it's only going to get worse. Poll numbers. I was listening, one of my friends is visiting, and he had CNN on, Cavuto, might as well the same thing. And they were going over the poll numbers for Biden, and they said he has a dismal 44% approval. I want you to understand, that dismal 44% approval is really in the 30s. That's padded somewhere between 6 to 8 points. Biden has never had a poll, a consistent poll, in anything that he's done over 40%. I'd bet my life on it. If they gave the legitimate poll, do you like what he's doing? And specifically laid out, no trickery, no nothing. That dude ain't 40% popular in anything he's ever done. Nothing. So much so, his polls are dropping that fake news has to point it out. Cavuto and many others. Rumblings of impeachment and invoking the 25th Amendment, particularly, now these are long shots, but still it's being discussed. And it came up after his bungling. Biden the bungler did what he did in Afghanistan. Who takes the military out first except a feeble, old, demented clown? Nobody else would do it.
I gave the order. I wanted to. We need to move them out. I mean, you know, we had to take out the troops so that, you know, we could prevent sending the troops back. Even though I sent them back, it was to prevent them from going back. I mean, don't you get it?
So, whether you're invoked in the 25th Amendment or you're talking about impeachment or you're still talking about how demented he is and how his diminished capacity is making him make bad maneuvers, whatever, I don't care how you look at it. It's bad optics. It's bad optics for the party. I don't know whether Biden convinced these people he could hold it together, but 79 years old, man. I'm not saying You know, you can't. It's 79. People are still young these days. But here's the problem. Not when you have the pressures of the presidency. You got China to deal with. You got Russia to deal with. You got Iran with nukes. You got Kim Jong-un, who's now thumbing his nose at you again. You got the G7 who are now taking advantage of you all over again. And you got domestic problems. You got black people upset. You got LGBT. You got all your special interests, hogs feeding at the trough. He's having trouble getting this massive budget through. He wants more money for the Wu flu. He's got a real dilemma with the Wu flu. Can you keep killing an economy and still expect things to be good? And he's inches away from a coup. I'm talking about people revolting. Inches away. So what's he do? He tries to deflect. Hey, we're going to put FEMA out under Hurricane Ida. All this flooding and stuff. And we're going to go visit. We're going to go visit these locations in New Jersey and let people know we care. And a guy on Twitter, he pointed out that, you know, when he went to New Jersey, things didn't go as planned. The public jeered Joe Biden. And here's what a guy named John Nazarian tweeted. Biden met by jeers and profane signs as his motorcade rolled through New Jersey. Amazingly, for the man who supposedly got almost 82 million votes, not a single Biden supporter. A guy named Kalo tweeted this. No supporters showed up for Biden in New Jersey, but dozens of Trump supporters lined the streets to tell Joe what they thought of him. And they were yelling things like, "You're killing our kids, you worthless piece of trash! Murderer!" Those are only a few of the comments that were being hurled at Biden as the motorcade blasted by, man. Joe Biden didn't dare. So let me tell you what Trump would have done. Trump would have probably stopped this motorcade, said, "Let's get out and shake some hands." He's done it. My personal favorite in watching that clip, because we have a clip up, is there was an ambulance. I'm not even kidding. There was an ambulance in the motorcade. Now, I did see Hillary Clinton with an ambulance in her motorcade once before. But I don't, maybe that's par for the course. I'm not trying to say that it isn't. Maybe Trump had one. But it really looked funny to see old geriatric Joe traveling with an ambulance just in case. It's been a bad month for Joe Biden and the Democrats, folks, and it ain't going to get any easier.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joey Demento is going to give an update today. State of the Twisted Union, I guess. I don't know. They say he's laying out a 6-pronged strategy to combat the coronavirus pandemic throughout the fall, because the summer of freedom, well, it ain't free. The speech will mark a stark departure from the upbeat announcements of last spring, as vaccination rates rose and infection rates declined. The Delta variant frustrated Biden's plans for a summer of freedom, they say. With cold weather approaching and children returning to school, he faces a challenge in telling Americans that the end is still in sight, but that he and they must do more to bring the pandemic to a conclusion. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. If it appears as though I'm ridiculing this, it's because I am. I am what I am, okay? And I'm going to be talking about these variants here in a bit. We're going to have to cover it in the next hour because we are obviously going to run out of time for this hour. But Joe Biden wants to shift the narrative to how he's going to save America from the dreaded Wu flu and the Delta variant and the Mu variant and the Lambda variant and the Alpha variants and the Zeta variants. And when they run out of Greek letters, who knows what they will choose? I mentioned before, guys, there's 131 flu viruses that are out there. No, there's 160-something, but they've identified 131. How many of the variants do you think there's going to be here? Having a conversation with friends of mine at dinner, I said to them, if you've gotten the one of the, you know, the Wu flus like I got, if you've gotten it, and let's say there's 100 million people in America who've gotten it, we're all a variant. Yeah, there's some commonality in what we've contracted, but our bodies are all individually fighting this. And here's what's cool about the human body. Ebola, for example, deadly disease, but 20% of the people survive Ebola. So what they do is they take their blood, they study it, and now with the level of study we have, they can say this is what the enzyme is, or this is the protein that can combat Ebola, and those people save lives. All of us are carriers of this disease, and a few of us are super, you know, contractors in the sense, or fighters of it, super warriors of the disease, and our blood, our antibody, whatever happens inside of our factory is better than other people's factories. So, yeah, there's a generic thing that can work across the board because bodies, the human body is much the same. But there are people who are going to be saviors of the human race because of their blood and what's happening right now. And it's not going to be these vaccinated people. I was going to call them clowns, but I don't care if you get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated and you have whatever reasons, but it's not based on the science of it. If you say, look, I got a cousin, I just don't want to hear about it. And you want to do that? If you love somebody that much to where you will infect yourself with a Chinese bioweapon, then fine. But don't be mad at me because I didn't do it. Anyway, back to Biden. So he's going to essentially change the narrative, get everybody thinking about the pandemic because he doesn't want you thinking about anything else. Joe Biden doesn't want you thinking about that economy that couldn't create even the low watermark of 377,000 jobs that the experts said he would. He doesn't want you thinking about that. He certainly doesn't want you thinking about the Afghanistan screw up that he did. You think he's going to cover that? If he does, he's going to tell you how great he was. Because that's what happens when your brain is warped. You see failure as success. So, yeah, he'll tell you about that. But he's not going to, he's going to want to, you know, flip the script, as they say. And who can blame him? He's accomplished nothing. I just covered it in a previous segment. Bad month for Biden. I'm not talking about September's bad, too. And it's, you know, we're just a quarter of the way through it, or maybe a third of the way through it. What's really bad is I'm just telling you, the worst part about it is what happened in August. He's got no indicators. Oh, Kevin, come on, he's got the stock market. Artificial. And I'm not talking like, and look, we can have a debate.
Kevin, it was artificial during the time of Trump.
Stock market's artificial. I hate to bust this to people, but here's the deal with the stock market. Yeah, there are companies that are doing well and you want to invest in them. No question about it. But for the most part, it's human emotion. People just moving around on, oh, well, I heard this or that. No study, no nothing. Not looking at the real fundamentals of the company. It's just, here's where everybody's going. Somebody can make an announcement on a TV show and that will drive it.
It's human emotion. And if you stick with that, you'll find out you'll do well in the market. If you can anticipate human emotion, know when the airline stocks are due to do something, when the energy stocks are due to do something or whatever, time it with the announcement. Trump, man, he was a gold mine. Donald Trump would say, yeah, I tell you what, this company's doing great. You better go off market, you know, off the time. Try to get in before the open the next day, because if you could get in before the, or even if you get in the moment the market opens after Trump has said something good about a company, it was a gold mine. Anyway, back to this speech that Biden's going to make in a day or so. When's he doing it? Today? Yeah. All right, so they say America's confidence in Biden's handling of the pandemic is waning. A new poll from Gallup found that only 40% of Americans say that Biden is communicating clearly on the pandemic. 42% say he lacks clarity. First time Americans have not been more positive than negative about his communication as a presidential candidate or in the role of the cheater that he currently holds now. So Biden's clearly, he's lost in an area that he tried to usurp. And fine. Like I said, the biggest quandary the Democrats have with this whole Wu flu thing is, how long do you think people who know freedom are going to stay locked down? How long do you think they're going to say, well, we don't care about our jobs, we're going to continue to wear masks, and we're going to get this stupid shot, knowing that the shot doesn't work, and, you know, and the whole ruse of all of that? Let me ask you this. How would you like for the government to just tell you the truth? I was having this discussion the other day, and I said, you know what? Here's what I want. I think the most refreshing thing that could happen in my lifetime is for the government to say, you know what? Look, this Wu flu thing, it is killing people, but it is overblown. We understand that Americans get to make choices, and this choice, your choice for freedom, this has been overhyped. Do not look at your neighbor who's not wearing a mask as a person who's a super spreader or a person who doesn't want to get a shot. Do not call them anti-vaxxers. It's their choice. We're all in this together, and here's what we all know. Some of us are going to die of this, and many of us are not, but we will get through it. We have the technology. We understand it. We're going to defeat it. And we're gonna make it known to the world that China, in this case, if you unleash a bioweapon, however it's done, you're gonna have to pay for it. It's your responsibility to do this. We're not gonna allow you to manipulate the media and point fingers and buy into our, you know, legislative efforts when the truth is it came from your lab and you really, you know, however it happened, let's just admit it. How about we do this, world? How about when we make a mistake, we let people know and we stop blaming people and we stop robbing our citizens and things like this? How about we do those things? Bad, bad, bad month for Joe Biden. So anyway, do you think he's going to talk about the fact that he stranded these flights in Kabul? Because now they've got private conversations about this. They've got emails, I believe. They delayed the private evacuation efforts of people trying to get other folks out of Kabul. By the way, I don't know if you've kept up. The number's risen. I saw a report that says they now estimate there's about 500 people, Americans, stuck in Kabul. Remember when I told you they said it was 200 to 100, whatever, they thought it was 200. I said you could at least double it. Then they said 250. I said it's probably closer to 500, maybe even 1,000. Well, now they're saying 500. See, they wait until the time is expired. You know, it's off your mind a little bit, because guess what? We had Hurricane Ida. You know, the storm caused by global climate change that was supposed to wipe us all out, but sadly didn't kill enough people to rise to that level. But I don't think the Democrats didn't try to take advantage of that. But yeah, they've left people in Kabul because they don't want people to believe that they didn't get them out. They want you to believe that Biden's administration got them out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.